All right, here is essential music theory concept number 5, the minor harmonized scales and minor scales in general. The minor keys are highly closely related to major keys, all right? And they are related by a distance of a step and a half. It's called a minor third. As you already know from the definition of a minor chord, a step and a half is the minor third of a chord. Well, that distance is also just called a minor third, even if you're not referring to the third of a chord. So, what to memorize here? The sixth note of any major scale, this is something you got to memorize. The sixth note of any major scale is the relative minor, the key of the relative minor. All right, so in the key of C, you got C, D, E, F, G. A is the sixth note. A minor is the relative minor to the key of C. Again, the sixth note of the major scale is the key of the relative minor of its relative minor. So you ever notice how C and A minor go together? All right, it's because they're related in that way. Let's do another example. All right, G, the sixth note, all right, G, A, B, C, D, E. So E minor is the relative minor of the key of G. That's why G and E minor often are found together in songs, okay? So this is very important. You have to memorize that. Once you know that, you can rewrite the harmonized scale that you came up with in the previous track. We can rewrite the major harmonized scales into minor harmonized scales. So now this, what was the sixth degree now becomes the one, the first degree. All right, let's go back to the key of C. Reviewing, we had C, D minor, E minor, F, G, A minor, B half diminished, and C. And now, by definition, the sixth scale degree, the A minor, now becomes our new one. So the key of A minor is now A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A. That's what the sound, we took the same notes in the key of C, but now we're starting and ending on A. Right? And we're gonna take the exact same the harmonized scale and move it as well. So what was Roman numeral 6 is now Roman numeral 1, which is A minor. What was Roman numeral 7 in the key of C is now Roman numeral 2, which is B diminished. So it's going to sound, in the end, it's going to sound like A minor, B diminished, C, D minor, E minor, F, G, and A minor. Just listen to it. You know, very minor is very dark, much darker and more somber than a major key, which is kind of more happy and bright. Minor is. Okay, so that's our definition. So rewrite, when you go home, rewrite the major harmonized scale into a minor harmonized scale. So let's do another one, the key of G we talked about. Right? In the key of G, it was G, A minor, B minor, C, D, E minor, F sharp diminished, and back to G. Well, now our sixth scale degree, which is E minor, now becomes the new root. So we're in the key of E minor. And the harmonized scale there is the same as it was in G, just starting and ending on the E minor. Same order, but starting on E minor. E minor, F sharp diminished, G, A minor, B minor, C, D, and E minor. Now you may think, now how am I going to memorize all that? That's way confusing. But I told you that in the major keys, the easiest way to memorize the progression of to memorize the formula of which chords are major and which chords are minor is by using 1-4-5, and 1-4-5 is always major in a major key. Well, guess what? In a minor key, the 1-4-5 is always minor. So we're in E minor, it's E minor, and then the 4 is A minor, and the 5 is B minor. Right? So that's how you memorize it. All right. Now there are some things that have shifted around a little bit, but the 1 and 4 and 5 are major. 1 and 4 and 5 are minor, and then the the 3, 6, and 7 are major, and the 2 is the diminished. So you do have to kind of put it together a little bit in your head. You memorize 1, 4, and 5 are minor, and the 2 is diminished, all right? And how can you remember 2 is diminished? Well, just remember that the relative minor was built from the 6th scale degree from the major, all right? And so now 6 equals 1, if you see what I mean. And that means 7 must equal 2. And the 7th degree of the major scale was diminished, so now it's 2 in the minor. All right, and then everything else is major. If you memorize 1, 4, 5 is minor and the 2 is diminished, then the other remaining 3 positions, position 3, 6, and 7, must be major. Follow that, good for you. But let's take a different key. We talked about the key of A-flat a while ago. The key of A-flat was A-flat, B minor, C minor, D-flat, E-flat, F minor, G diminished, and A-flat. So what's our 6th scale degree? Well, I'm going to give you another way to do it. Rather than counting all the way up to 6, okay? You already know that between 7 and 8 is a half step. So if I start on an A flat, rather than count up to the 6th scale degree, I can count down because everything's a cycle. So this note number 1 could also be called number 8 because it's an octave. If it doesn't sound like it's an octave up, well, it's an octave up of another A flat that's even lower. Okay, so anything can be called 1 or 8 at this simultaneously, depending on how you want to use it. What I mean is, you know, even though the keyboard only has 88 keys, there are notes lower than that, and there are notes higher than that. It's just you'll eventually get beyond the scope of human hearing, but your dog may freak out, so don't do it. Just kidding. What I mean is, in order to find the 6th, say you're at the 6th string 4th fret, instead of counting all the way up to the 6th scale degree from the root going up, you could just go down, call this 8 instead of 1, down a half step to 7, down a whole step to 6, and you get to F, and it's a lot faster that way. So the harmonized scale of the key of A flat is, the harmonized scale of the key of A flat's relative minor is F minor. So F minor, G diminished, A flat, B flat minor, C minor, D flat major, E flat major, and F minor, going backwards. Okay, one quick note about minor keys, all right? Everything's exactly the same as in the major, except very frequently the 5 chord becomes a 7. All right, it's becomes something different from what it was in the major. Namely, in the key of, all right, let's go back to the key of C, because it might be easier for your brain. All right, the key of A minor is A minor, B diminished, C, D minor, E minor, F, G, and A minor. But frequently, the 5th position, the E minor, becomes E7. All right, so frequently you hear something like, and it sounds a lot nicer than if it was exactly like it falls from the key of C, which would be A minor, D minor, and E minor. Okay, if you kept everything diatonic relative to the exact, you know, key we're in, it would be D minor, E minor, and D minor, A minor, A minor, D minor, and E minor. Remember I said 1, 4, 5 are all minor. That's true in theory, but in practice, the 5, in a minor key, the 5 is often a 7th chord. You know? So don't let that throw you. All right, I'm moving along a little faster now. I wanted to do this whole thing in an hour, and I'm already looking at sort of 55 minutes-ish. So we're going to move on, and that's the minor harmonized scale right there.